Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to my English podcast, where we try to help you with the various aspects of the English language, and particularly the grammar. As always, I have four sentences for you, and we're picking some topics that are fairly topical, if you pardon the pun, this week. We have a look at direct speech and some political issues, things that are in the news. So here's the first sentence. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, but never anything that bad. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. Second reading. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, but never anything that bad. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. So this is in relation to the poor people in the Bahamas who have been devastated this week by the Hurricane Dorian that has hit those islands in that particular region. So it's direct speech. Okay, so that's the first important thing to note. It's direct speech. So we're using informal language, we've. So we have, we've, and we spell it W-E apostrophe V-E. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes. Been through means we have survived. They've hit us before in the past, all kinds of storms. So when we're describing lots of things, so all kinds of, so all kinds of storms, all kinds of problems, all kinds of hurricanes. So no matter what they have thrown at us, we have survived. We have been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, but, and then the negative, but never anything that bad. So we are putting some emphasis here, but not never anything that bad. I mean, it was like, so we use this word, I mean, when we're using informal speech. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. So it was like, doesn't mean we literally were, but it appeared as if we were, or it felt like we were. So they were surrounded by water. The water had come in because the land is very flat. There was no defenses. So it appeared, or it felt to them as if. So it was like as if we were standing in the middle of the ocean. Of course they weren't, but it just felt like that to them. So we've been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, but never anything that bad. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. So very informal language, spoken with great feeling, obviously, because of the impact on their particular islands. And when we're writing that, all kinds of, so it's plural, K-I-N-D-S, all kinds of, it was like. Okay, so all, we're using the past tenses and the present perfect, we have been, and then we're using the past simple, it was like. Okay, it was like we were standing again. Another example just of simple past. So simple past and present perfect are good partners. You see them all the time in sentences, present perfect with simple past, because as I've said before, there's a very close correlation between the two. Okay, so it's an example of direct speech. And if we're looking for some pronunciation, that word through, again, one of those TH sounds, through. We've been through. Yeah, that's it. Hurricanes. Hurricanes. You try it. Hurricanes. Storms. And you got that Z sound at the end. Storms. All kinds. Again, that Z sound. All kinds of storms. Okay, excellent. Okay, well, that's that for that particular sentence. As I say, unfortunate, it's not so good news for the people of the Bahamas, but it just goes to show the extent of these global surges and the whole issue about climate change. Okay, well, you can join me again, hopefully in the future, for the next sentence. As always, contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com or hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. And I'm always willing to listen to your ideas, thoughts, or suggestions. Okay, join me again soon. Thanks.